It's Andy and Kat. It's Magic 95.1. We're going to talk about awkward doctor visits because Kat has one that's a little awkward tomorrow. And it could have her off the show tomorrow just for a day. So if you've ever had an awkward doctor visit, vasectomy, OBGYN, stories about birth, fertility visits, man, I can relate to him. Fertility doctor starts commenting on your wife's tan lines below the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah, it's a little awkward.
Oh, you guys got some sun. Good.
Did you guys go on vacation anywhere?
Looks like you had a great time.
Oh, my gosh. That is so awkward.
Call into our show at 260-467-9500. All right, tell everybody what you're doing tomorrow.
Yeah, so I got to drink my laxatives this afternoon because I do have a colonoscopy scheduled. And this is because, you know, like, I've had some issues in the past. And so my doctor wants me to come back like every year to every 2 years to make sure that everything's okay.
Yeah,
so
the plumbing's correct.
Yeah. So tomorrow I will be off the show, most likely for the colonoscopy.
But it's not your first one. Why are you nervous? You've done these before.
Well, okay. So the problem is I think I've got an upper respiratory problem going on right now, too. Like, I have a massive headache, and I'm not 100% well. And I'm afraid to go underneath the anesthesia. Like, I'm not going to wake up. And I know that's stupid. I know, but sometimes women, like, we get in our heads, like, all the bad things that can happen in life, and I've not necessarily been on, you know, a real lucky path lately. I mean, I had a wart on my foot that
you've tried Powerball seven times and you never won. Believe a little bit in that mojo sort of thing.
I do.
It's Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1. Good morning. Hi. Awkward doctor visit? Go ahead.
Hi. The first time I ever went to the OBGYN, the fire alarm went off when I'm naked on the table. And he continued with the exam, and he said, I'll just wait in the hall while I get dressed. And he knocked on the door, and he said, how long does it take you to get your panties on and get out here?
Oh my gosh!
Was there a real fire, just out of curiosity?
Nope. No. We didn't even have to evacuate.
Just a nice little drill. Thank you for the call. Andy and Kat, thanks for holding. Awkward doctor visit. Go ahead.
Okay, so I went to my midwife for my 6-week postpartum checkup.
Yep.
And I told her that I was having some, like, weird muscle spasms. And she put the speculum in there. And I had a muscle spasm, and it went flying across the room.
No!
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't even understand how that works, Kat. I'm going to need a diagram later.
I can show you. I'll diagram it for you.
Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi. Awkward doctor visit. This time, I think, involving a vasectomy. Go ahead.
Correct. I had a vasectomy a couple years ago. And right when he was done, he gets out, tells me to get dressed. I started getting dressed. He comes back in. He goes, oh, sorry, let me look on the table. And I was like, why? He's like, well, sometimes I forget to do both sides.
Oh, no.
No. Did he forget?
No, he got both sides. He got both sides. But I don't know if that was a joke or being serious.
Those jokes might be funny, but the time in which they're delivered to you, the patient, not great.
Yeah.
Not great.
Correct.
Not great.
Correct.
Thank you for the call. Awkward doctor visits are always good.
That is great, Andy. That speculum flying across the room.
I don't even understand. Never mind.
Have you ever opened a bottle of champagne?
Oh, my God. Ow, no.
It's like, boop.
It's like that?
Yes.
No, it's
like that.
No. How many out there have Netflix or some streaming service? Netflix has announced they're going to start cracking down on password sharing next month. They've been laying the groundwork for this, honestly, for close to a year. And then just yesterday, did you see where they shared exactly how they're going to do it?
Well, didn't they update their page, their question and answer page?
Yeah, and we shared the exact verbiage over on our Magic 95.1 Facebook page this morning so that you can be aware of this. Because I know some of y'all out there are cheaters. Some of you out there are scamming the system. I'll trade you my Netflix password.
For your Hulu password.
Or your HBO Max password.
Uh-huh.
Or your password to ESPN so I can watch the big game. To ensure uninterrupted access to Netflix going forward, you have to connect your to a Wi-Fi that's going to be then considered your primary location, like your house.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And then if you deviate from that, they will block it. Unless, like, let's say you're traveling, you can request from Netflix a temporary code.
Oh, well, that's so cool.
That will only last for 7 consecutive days, and then it will time out. So, and then you can't keep going back to that same address.
So it's all about the Wi-Fi.
It's
what you're telling me. It's
all
about the Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi network you're linked on.
Yep, that's exactly right. So anyway, Netflix cracking down on passwords starting next month. Again, the exact verbiage over on our Facebook page. Groundhog Day today. If you're just joining us, he did see his shadow. That does mean 6 more weeks of winter. Keep in mind, he's only really right about 40% of the time. So there's some solace there. Earlier this morning, we talked a lot about some of the facts you may not know about the groundhog. Like, for example, he's married. Her wife, the wife groundhog is Phyllis. They've never had kids. Started in Gobbler's Knob like in the 1800s. And then they used to do the thing where they'd make the prediction and then they'd have a big feast.
On
eating the groundhog. They've evolved since then.
Well, that's good.
2,000 people used to show up prior to the movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray and Andy McDowell that came out 30 years ago this year.
Oh.
Came out 30 years ago. And now, ever since that movie, they've had anywhere between 20 and 40,000 people that turn out. Obviously not counting those COVID years. So, anyway, more of that today. Hey, you know what? I'm get to do something later on today. You know what
are you going to do? A haircut?
Haircut day.
All right. Good for you.
It's salon day. And you know what I'm gonna find
this for you because you love to get your scalp massage.
Love the scalp massage. I love the hand massages.
Oh, they do hand massages at your salon,
right.
Too?
And most men turn those down. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, should be part of the service.
Yeah.
Daddy Andy's going to go ahead and get his hands rubbed.
All right.
So I do that. And you know what I'm doing this time? I'm declaring it on the air.
Oh, what are you doing?
BYOB.
Oh, you are bringing your own booze.
That's right. Yep, they said that more and more people have been doing that.
Yes, I heard that too.
More because a lot of these places don't have or they can't afford their liquor license or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they're also saying that we're not telling you can't go. Like, or bring your own. Like, massage places in town have been doing that. Where they used to like, welcome, come on in.
Right.
We have tranquil flute music playing. So go ahead, here's a champagne glass or some Prosecco.
Well, you're not making drastic decisions in those types of places, and you're not making a drastic decision on your hair,
please.
But where I go, like, sometimes I make drastic decisions about what color I'm going to go with or whether or not I'm going to chop it all off all at once. So I don't know that I want to drink right before I go in to see my stylist.
There were years my wife was anxious about any time she would do a haircut for whatever the reason. Just people have social anxiety for 100 number of things.
Yeah.
And she used to car bar it.
Oh, really? Take another, like a shot in your car,
yes.
I think.
Yeah, you bring it with you. You park your car.
Take a couple shots.
Take a couple shots, and then you get some liquid courage before going into the appointment. A lot of people do that for job interviews.
Oh, I believe that. Those could be intense.
You take a couple hits in the car, then you bring mouthwash so you don't sound like you've been hit. I mean, I'm like, I found out all these things from sharing these stories in the past of people who drink prior to some of these events, so... Car barn, baby.
But you're bringing yours. You're going to enjoy yours in your chair today.
That's right.
Sit back and relax and get your hand massaged. You're the only one, Andy. Only one.
That sounds incredibly manly when we phrase it like that, do we not? All right. Hey, it's Andy and Kat. It's Magic 95.1. Love that you guys are hanging out with us. Groundhog Day today. We'll get into more of those little tidbits just so you're in the know with random pieces of information about a rodent that isn't very good at predicting the weather. But I will say, let's get going here. I want to talk to some early morning listeners with a Magic trivia question. Our number in advance is 260-467-9500. 260-467-9500. All right. Before I give you the question, though, we're playing for what, Cap?
We have a $50 gift card to Combat Ops.
Laser tag, team bonding, kids.
Arcade.
There is an alcohol permit license there, so parents always, you're welcome. You're welcome for that. All right, little mommy daddy juice while your kids play. When polling only men.
Okay.
70% of men say this makes them more physically attractive to women. What is it? So just get guys in a room and you're like, hey, fellas, what makes you physically more attractive to women? 70% of men said this. However, Kat is chiming in with her answer this morning. Go ahead.
Showering. Showering makes men more attractive.
Thank you.
To women.
I think showering makes men more attractive to men, too.
Right.
Just so you know.
Oh, yeah, right.
Just to anybody.
Okay.
Really. Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
Good morning. This is Marie.
All right, Marie, can you bring it home? What do men think makes them physically more attractive to women? 70% of dudes have this answer.
Being taller
is not the right answer, but can I tell you, as a man who is 5'11", you're 100% right. She's right.
Yeah.
It's not the right answer I have. She's right. I got some of my friends. They get promoted earlier. They're 6'4". I don't even know how to get these women.
Envy.
Yes. They just trip over attractive women their entire lives.
Now, you and Mel, you guys are about the same height, aren't you? Does that bother you? Like, it does. Some people, like, is it Tom Cruise? Isn't he short?
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, when he married Katie Holmes, didn't he, like, stand on a soapbox or something so that he could be about the same height as her?
That was his love scene in Top Gun. He had to stand in a soapbox.
Oh, okay.
But yes, I hear your point. When polling only guys, 70% of them say this makes them more physically attractive to women. What's your answer?
Wearing a good-smelling cologne.
Is not right.
Gosh. The suspense, Andy.
I know. Do you see what I did there?
Yes.
Thank you for the call. I got a friend of mine who's really into cologne. He turned me on to this one from Dubai.
What's it called? Do you know?
I can't even pronounce it. That's how you know it's good. Just like wine and booze. You know? If I can't pronounce it, it must be expensive.
Mm.
Andy and Kat, good morning. When polling men, 70% say this makes them more physically attractive to women. You ready for a hint?
Sure.
Has to do with their face.
I was going to say facial hair.
That'll do
it. Right.
That's the right answer.
That's right.
Men believe if they grow some face fuzz, women find them irresistible.
This must be that masculine thing about it, you know?
Oh, look at
little
this.
Little whiskers.
I hit puberty 25 years ago. Look at this. Right on my face. Who is this on the line?
It's Angie.
Like, do you find facial hair more attractive in general?
I do, yes.
Well maintained, right?
Right. You want it
for sure.
Yeah. Clean and trimmed.
And not too long, right? Like
sands. No, not long. Just a little scruff.
The
permanent 5 o'clock shadow. All right. Hey, Angie, behind the scenes, Kat's going to hook you up with that $50 gift card to our friends at Combat Ops. When polling only men, 70% of fellas say this makes them more physically attractive to women. The answer, facial hair. Sandy and Kat, it's Magic 95.1. Ticketmaster continues to be in the news. There obviously was issues with Taylor Swift, and then there was this whole notion of Live Nation, which owns Ticketmaster, being a monopoly, because then nobody else was selling concert tickets. And then other artists, most recently, John Mayer had problems selling tickets that were scooped up within minutes and being sold on StubHub for four times face value.
It's crazy, right?
So, but I was telling Kat behind the scenes, I was like, you know how this relates on a local level? My wife and I, if you have kids, you guys know this. This was open for sale yesterday and the website crashed within minutes here in Fort Wayne. And that was the zoo camp, the Franke Park day camp that's available for kids here in the area for the summer. And a lot of camps go on summer camps, go on sale or, quote, open registration February 1st, which was yesterday. And and it's also the same thing with, like, Little League, by the way. Like, Little League sign up, you know, for June is available now. And a lot of people have no idea. For the same thing, what was the other sites that were crashing a couple weeks ago locally? Oh, daycare or preschool sites.
Yes.
For the next school year in August.
Yep.
Were crashing as well earlier this week as those signups were available. So yesterday we were trying to, or my wife was, because I was here, you know, pushing buttons, you know, working hard. Mm-hmm. And they crashed the site. And so they said they temporarily suspended registration. And then just slowly throughout the day, you'd have to like go in as a parent
and try to see if you
just
can
check back to check see if back. they would open it up. And then they did. Just, but you never knew when. You never had an alert again as to when.
Right.
And then if you were lucky enough to get a couple spots, you scooped them up and then they closed registration. So it was all done yesterday.
Oh, man. So did you guys get your registration in? Did you guys get the kids in? Mel did it.
Mel was hitting refresh all day in between appointments that she had with clients that she works with and was able to get in. But she was also trying to coordinate with like our kids' friends' parents.
Oh,
does that make sense?
Yeah, so that they can go
all
to camp,
camp together,
at the same time.
And then they couldn't get into the same club.
No. Yeah. That's a real pickle right there.
Didn't you have to deal with this when you were,
Yes,
when you were
I did.
Up
so one of my, for summer, but see, I was really late to the game. I just moved here, was working somewhere else in town, and my kid wanted to go to the Franke Park day camp.
Yep.
And I was looking for some activities for him to do. But I mean, I want to say it was like, I don't know, April when I tried to get in. And it's long gone by that time. You wait that long. I didn't know you were supposed to get on it so early.
I've said that, like, if you're a parent, you don't know in life what you don't know. And
right.
So if that's your oldest kid, you don't know
right.
that you're having to sign up for next year's preschool. Next year's summer camps and Little League or whatever sports leagues you're going to do this time of year, if not earlier. Sandy and Kat, it's time to play Blank Slates. This is our fill in the blank game. I'm going to give you, the listener, 5 1-word clues. You give us the next one word that comes to your mind. Somewhere, I'm sure this is some psychiatrist exercise.
Mm-hmm.
But Kat leaves the studio while you're doing that, comes back, gets the same 5 words. If you two together are like-minded enough, you will win what this morning, Kat?
We have a $50 gift card to Combat Ops, located on Lay Road. It's just off of Lima Road. Man, arcades there, they are awesome. My kids love this place.
Laser tag, axe throwing, booze. Axes and booze. What more do you want, Midwest? What more do you want? 260-467-9500. One more time. Slower. 260-467-9500. All right? Do you guys know how this game works? We'll give this a shot here. Andy and Kat, good morning. Hi. Who's this? Turn your radio down.
Brandy.
Brandy?
Yes.
How are you?
Doing good.
Doing good. What are you doing? What are you doing right now? At work? What listener protection program?
On my way to work.
Okay. Be safe.
What's your industry? We just need a little background. Maybe it'll help you and Kat kind of know how you think.
Yeah.
You know?
I work at a groomer's.
Like for pets?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
The type of animal you hate trimming the most is, like, what breed of dog? Just be honest, Brandy. Just say it.
Huskies.
Is that because all the hair, it's always matted, or?
Mm-hmm.
They're just big babies.
So okay. They're like men. Okay. All right. All right, Kat.
All right, you want me to leave?
Go ahead and leave.
Okay.
Brandy knows how this works. Brandy, right? Any questions?
Nope.
All right, let's tee it up. Here we go. You say the next one word that comes to mind. 5 clues. Clue number 1. Wedding blank.
Cake.
Cake. Pillow blank.
Fight.
One more time.
Fight.
Okay, yep, sorry, got it. Pin blank. Just say ball.
Sure.
You see how I got impatient? That's not right. Half blank.
Time.
Okay. And finally, Jack blank. Show ends at 9.
Uh, Jack in the Box.
Okay, you're putting some hyphens in there for the next one word answer. Okay.
That's, I don't know.
All right, very powerful hyphens there. All right, Brandy, hang on. Let's see if we can get Kat bound back in the studio as she goes. I think she did good. All I got impatient and helped her with one. But okay. You know what I'm saying? Which I think probably helped all y'all. All right, Kat, just so listeners know, I have fake suspense.
Yep.
Kat has won two days in a row with listeners on this after having historically horrible shots and never matching with anybody on this. All right, here we go. I have our major market radio sound effect ready to go.
Okay, get ready to use it.
Wedding blank.
Wedding bells. Oh, no, you didn't say wedding bells? Brandy.
We were looking for cake.
Oh, wedding cake. Yeah, that's good, too.
Pillow
fight. Oh, yay! Yay, we got one. All right.
I was looking for talk. Any chance I have for something naughty on our show?
Yes, you like a little pillow talk.
Actually, I don't know that anybody does. But. All right. Pin blank.
Oh, like pin, like P-I-N or P-E-N? Does it matter?
It's a good way to stall on this segment, but I'm looking for P-I-N.
Pinhead?
We're looking for ball.
Pin ball.
I don't know why I'm ringing that. I just wanted to.
Oh, I didn't get it right.
Two to go.
We got to get these two right,
to win, Brandy. Yeah. All right. Okay. Half blank.
Ooh, I wanted to say like creamer, half and half.
That's too many words.
Half full.
Half time.
Brandy, that was a really good answer. I'm sorry. Gosh darn it.
All right. This one will count for two.
Okay. Sandy?
If you get this right, it will count for 2 points and give you the win.
Okay, what are the chances?
By the way, this is like
what's the over-under on this one?
This is like when I play games with my kids, and they're like, you know what? We can keep adjusting the rules until I win, right, Dad?
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. Jack blank.
Jack.
I'll give you a hint. She has two hyphens in her answer.
In two hyphens?
Jack in hyphen the
box.
Box is exactly right.
Jack in the box.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yay, Brandy. Look at that. We won.
Did we?
Jack in the box. I mean, I get it. And I would have said that. I don't think I would have gotten that without the hyphens, though, for sure. I was going to say Jack Hammer.
Like, okay. Or our friend, fellow radio personality, Jack Hammer. Or I was thinking like Jack Knife.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, that was what I was doing. But
that
was
good.
You know what, guys?
What's wrong?
You see how we all work together? You see how we made that work?
You gave me a strange look over there.
This is really about partnerships.
Yes, it is. Brandy, congratulations. You're going to combat ops.
Hang on. We'll get some information behind the scenes. Another round there of blank slate.